America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. So I had four questions yesterday coming into the week for the Houston Texans. Injury-related, on-field-related, holding D'Amico to answers that he's had in previous press conferences related. So we'll see how we did yesterday. What did we find out? The first one, Seth, was D'Amico Ryans in the post-game press conference after Thursday. One of the things he said is we got to, you know, changes need, you know, he used the word change. You know, the change, yeah. You know, we need to change. Change need to be made. Is there any change coming? And this was asked, D'Amico Ryans was asked right up front yesterday at his press conference, will there be changes on the offensive line?
We'll look at that as we continue to go throughout the week. That is right now, again, everybody has to play better.
All right, everybody has to play better was the crutch yesterday. That was we got that a lot.
My Hopi changey meter is low.
Yeah,
this the Hopi changey thing is not working out for me
Hopi
right now. Okay,
changey.
If I were running a if I were gonna make it political, I would pull out the old Sarah Palin. How's this Hopi changey thing working out for us? Not so hot.
No,
I can't go in. I can't go into this Lions game hoping for change. I don't. My hope is all gone. It's expired.
Well, there were a lot of people that were looking for a pound of flesh off of that Jets game. You know what I mean? Like, we got to fire somebody. Like, somebody's got to get fired. Somebody's got to get demoted.
What are you gonna do? You're gonna what are we gonna? Yeah, what?
Can that
I fire
ain't
you?
Happening.
Can I fire you? Can I fire this guy? Hey, Nick, that's what I want. I want D'Amico and Nick to walk through the locker room afterwards, Nick with his calculator, and walking past each offensive lineman, I want D'Amico to say, like, okay, so what's the cap situation with him? Can I cut him? I can't? Okay. What about him? Can I trade him away? No? It's not prohibitive? Dang it. Okay, what about this guy?
All right. My God, it's like a scene out of The Office. Dwight walking around the calculator next to Michael.
Yeah.
Can we fire this guy?
Go ahead.
Well, we know there will be at least one change because Kenyon Green won't be back.
Right, because the Texans had that decision forced upon them. They would have left Kenyon Green in there for the entire game to let Quinnen Williams do what he wanted with C.J. Stroud. Just use C.J. Stroud as his plaything.
Yeah.
As far as I know, if Kenyon Green hadn't got injured, ironically enough, by C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud took out Kenyon Green's shoulder. Which I'm sure he'll claim was unintentional.
Yeah, with his butt. He took out his shoulder with his butt.
There's a little
sat
part
on his shoulder.
CJ that was kind of like, I could throw the hip into it. You son of a...
Here's one way to stop the leakage at left guard. Here was D'Amico Ryans one more time. Everybody's got to play better.
When I talk about everybody playing better, it's everybody. It's the quarterbacks, the tight ends, it's the receivers, our entire offense, right? Our entire defense, our special teams unit. That's where I'm at. Like, and we can hone in on different spots and all those. It doesn't matter. Each position, no matter what it is, from top to the bottom, we all play better, we'll be in position to win games.
Well, that's true. It is true if they all play better, but we really do want to hone in on that one spot because that's really bad, the offensive line. That is really bad. So I guess I don't know what the change ultimately is going to be, but D'Amico Ryans was asked with Kenyon Green out, who is Jared Patterson? Is it Kendrick Green? Is somebody who's not on the roster right now?
Yeah, we'll see who steps up at the offensive line position. We'll see who steps up, see how we go out there and get the job done.
Okay, so big injury report this week. We'll get to a couple reasons why it's a big injury report, but Jared Patterson, I've almost forgot to put in the injury. You know, we've got
right.
You got two such good players in Nico and Will that are out that you forget. Oh, Jared Patterson, if he can play, could be somewhat important to this whole thing.
He wasn't even asked about Jared Patterson yesterday. And I think part of that was probably because after you could tell it was a Monday press conference when they asked about Nico and they asked about Will Anderson. It was a day-to-day thing. So we'll find out Wednesday.
Yeah.
I mean, the best possible news would be, hey, Nico and Will are both out there practicing on Wednesday. Good to go. I'm curious just exactly, even if Nico is 100% good to go, I wonder if he'll be practicing on Wednesday. But the Jared Patterson's going to be interesting because, all right, we've seen Jared Patterson, we've seen Kendrick Green. I liked what I saw out of Jared Patterson, but it was for one drive. We've seen him at center before, but we saw him for one drive this year at left guard. And I liked what I saw. I think there's a lot of potential there. Kendrick Green had some good snaps. He showed a scrappiness that I don't think we've seen out of any of the offensive line other than Kendrick Green. Jared Patterson hasn't really had a chance to. But he also had some really bad reps. Neither of those guys, when they played left guard, had taken a full week of practice as the starting left guard.
That's right.
So I'm curious how they're going to make the decision and if Jared Patterson can play. Is it going to be like a competition in practice, or are they just going to go with one guy and see how it goes? I don't know. I think the upside is a lot higher, theoretically, with Jared Patterson. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just more of the prototype size, build, all of that of a guard.
Kendrick Green's got some weird physical things for a guy you're looking to play at a high level.
You know, Kendrick Green's
like deformities. He's got like short arms. You know,
He's undersized even for a center.
Yeah,
And where you can get away with being undersized more easily than as a guard. So it's just hard to envision him really being a good guard. But I don't want to be there's lots of guys that don't fit the mold that end up being really good.
Yeah, I mean,
at least end up being, let's say, passable. I just want somebody who's passable.
Well, if the rest of the offensive line is going to play the way they've been playing, then the bar can't be better than Kenyon Green at left guard. Like these other guys, D'Amico's right. Like everybody needs to step up. But like for me, everybody's along the offensive line. Like going back and watching some of these snaps in the Jets game, like watching some of the Shaq Mason snaps. My God, like
the whole thing about Shaq and Titus is that they just don't look good.
Yeah,
moving
exactly.
They get out in space, or they're like Titus on some of the run plays. He just can't get to where he's got to go.
Yeah,
and it's not a fun look. It's like every step. It looks like in the movie versions of offensive linemen. You know, when like you're watching football movies and you're like, all right, come on, seriously. I don't know if the public at large feels this way, but as a former NFL lineman, I was always deeply offended by the caliber of athlete they put in movies.
Yeah.
Just some flat-butted, skinny dude, stick legs with a big old pot belly.
Yep.
Like, and that's the guy. That's what they look like at times on the right side of the offensive line.
It looks like the movie The Replacements, starring Gene Hackman and Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
The worst
like where
cast
the casting director,
team.
All they wanted was somebody that weighed over 300 pounds. That's all. That was the qualifier for whether you could be an offensive lineman.
As long as they can crack a one-liner, you know?
Like, yeah, exactly.
I need a funny guy. It's less important that he look like an actual football player.
Hey, Shaq, this is what we want you to do the next time you get interviewed. Speak with an Australian accent. We think that might give you enough. That might give you enough personality to overcome some of the bad play. Okay.
Yep. All right. So that was number one. Will there be change on the O-line? There will be, because we know Kenyon Green's not going to play. Number two, any activity on the trade front? Here was D'Amico Ryan's answer yesterday about the trade deadline coming up.
Yeah, my opinion is always the same on that. I mean, we're with Nick and his staff. We're always looking to make our team as good as we could possibly be. Right. Do we have a heightened sense of just making a move just to make? No, we're always looking to add to our team, add to our depth. That's something we do constantly throughout the year. So there isn't just a mad rush now at the trade deadline for us to change our approach and how we go about managing our roster. Our roster management doesn't change. Right? We're always looking to upgrade.
Yeah, and Jonathan Alexander had a piece in the Chronicle yesterday saying that don't expect any deals today before the trade deadline.
Yeah, what the hell, Jonathan?
Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Took all the wind out of my sails. Yeah, they worked out a bunch of offensive linemen.
Including Lael Collins. How about that? That's a name. They worked out Lael Collins yesterday. I would love to. They should stream those on the web just so we can see what kind of shape all these guys are in. You know what I mean? Let us be the judge. Let us vote. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, on election day, let us vote on who your backup practice squad left guard is going
to
be.
Which of these guys needs an Australian accent to juice him up a little bit?
Lael Collins.
You're like, oh, mate, watch out, mate. If I hear CJ Stroud about to get plastered by a defensive lineman, but I hear, look out, mate.
Wait.
He's going to put you on a Barbie, he is.
Boy.
Oh, man.
So, Nick Caserio, in his three previous seasons as GM for the Texans, has traded at the deadline only once when they dealt Mark Ingram to the Saints in 2021.
Yeah, I don't even think that one was even at the trade deadline either. I think they traded him in like October. Yeah, I'm looking at it. October 29th. I guess that might have been the deadline back then.
And remember, that was when we got a Brandon Cooks hissy fit over that one, too.
Remember
Brandon Cooks was all hissy about that, and then he found out that Mark Ingram had desperately wanted to get out?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, wait a second. Maybe that's an avenue for me in the future.
So you're saying Brandon Cooks threw a hissy fit, eh? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was it that hissy fit or the other? Oh, yeah, that hissy fit. Okay, yeah.
His resting Brandon Cooks face was even more resting Brandon Cooks face on that one. Caserio, I think the way some people have phrased it, and I agree with this, is what I said at the time. When people were kind of raising an eyebrow about trading a second rounder for Stephon Diggs for what ended up becoming just a one-year deal, what I had said was, hey, people don't bat an eye when this happens at the trade deadline. In the offseason, people look at it like it was too high a price, but veteran receivers with 1 year left on their contract, with even just half a season remaining on their contract, get traded for a second-round pick all the time. That right there, Stephon Diggs was your trade deadline trade.
Well,
they just happened to do it half a year early.
Pretend Diggs was never on the Texans. Pretend he's healthy in Buffalo right now, and he's having the season he was having with the Texans. If they traded a second for the Minnesota second that they had for Stephon Diggs right now, people would be going nuts in a good way.
They're all in.
They're all in. Yeah.
Which is a reminder that, this is a team that is all in. They acted like a team that was all in the offseason on making a push for the Super
Bowl.
And right now, they don't look like a Super Bowl caliber
team. And it's weird because Nick is active in almost every other market that you go get guy. Like, he'll pick guys up off the waiver wire, you know, like that.
I'm guessing that why he's not active at the trade deadline, just my guess, would be just that's when the market gets real irrational. Like, that's when people start operating on desperation more so. But as a seller, that should make him more maybe eager to sell at times.
If he were to decide to sell?
It's the seller's market at the trade deadline.
Why? And yet, the Chiefs got DeAndre Hopkins for a conditional fifth-round pick. You know, like it's
it did
it's
pretty
weird.
Well for them yesterday.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. It's just weird. Like it's a very fickle market.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The last two questions I had, this will be quick, I promise you. What's the status of Nico Collins?
Yeah, we'll continue to evaluate Nico throughout the week, see where he is.
How about Will Anderson Jr.?
Yeah, we're still evaluating Will, see how he progresses throughout the week.
Okay.
So right now, we have no idea. I hope they're both out there on Wednesday. And right now, you're going to do the gamesmanship thing and be very careful and, you know, withhold information.
Yeah.
I think that the Texans, to a lot of people's surprise, are only 3-point underdogs in this game.
Oh, it was up to 5 on Sunday night. It's 3 now?
That's what it was. I thought maybe unless I was checking the wrong one.
It's okay. Yeah. It'll float.
I wondered like how much, if both Will Anderson and Nico Collins are healthy, I would expect it to be around a 3-point underdog.
It's 3 right now. You're right.
It's 3. Yeah.
It opened at 5 on Sunday night. So it's 3 right now. Yeah.
I'm going to trust. Hey, after me lambasting Vegas for making the Jets favorites, and then obviously me being completely wrong about that, then I'm going to go ahead and trust Vegas. Once we were enemies, but now we are friends.
Yeah.
This should be a closer game than maybe it feels in your gut right now.
Well, this is where narratives has a negative connotation to it. This is where some of the trends with the Texans will be put to the test. They've been an awesome home team under DeMeco Ryans. They've been really, really good at home. They're undefeated at home this year. They have been really, really good coming off of losses under DeMeco Ryans. They've not lost a game following a loss since week 2 of DeMeco's first season. So this,
point,
I mean,
Sean.
This is, well, I'm like the line, this is the ultimate test for these. This is the best team in football coming in on Sunday.
This
night.
Is the two things that we know is that, hey, the Texans pass rush can be a strength for this team. Yeah. And the pass rush is that much better. Even though there's going to be a lot of Lions fans, I tried to route a flight through Detroit for this week. Not going to happen. There's a lot of people coming to Houston.
They travel, huh? Well, this version of the Lions, I would too. Yeah.
So, but there will be a lot of crowd noise there. That benefits the pass rush, but it also helps out the offensive line. They don't have these issues. Maybe C.J. Stroud can actually use a hard count at home some to help himself out a little bit. Yeah. It's kind of eerie when you look at the Texans this year at home so far.
Yeah.
Okay, Bears, the Texans allowed 13 points. Jags, 20 points.
Yeah.
Bills, 20 points.
Yep.
Colts, 20 points.
Wow.
None of those teams, especially the Bills without Khalil Shakir and without Amari Cooper none of those teams are quite the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions have thrown more touchdowns and incompletions in the last several weeks.
Yeah.
It's been an impressive affair.
Yeah.
Jared Goff is looking like the best version of somebody who's not even Jared Goff. So holding those three teams to 20 points doesn't make me feel like, oh yeah, this is the new house of pain.
Yeah,
this is a defensive force not to be trifled with when you come into NRG. I don't quite feel that way.
That's fair. Hey, I know we got to get to break.
We'll never go to break.
No,
we're doing a 4-hour podcast today. Damn it!
No, we're not. You mentioned CJ trying to do a hard count. Aren't you a little nervous that if he tried to do a hard count, like 3 of his offensive linemen would jump off sides?
I worried that CJ would get injured by a football to his head or something. Yeah, or Drew Scruggs would be the one that jumps out.
Yeah,
false starts.
Just
nothing worse than the center false start that's not even a false start. He just snaps it before everybody else.
Like,
so it's not even a false start. It's just a completely wasted play.
I was watching some team do a hard count this week. I'm like, Laramie would definitely jump off sides on his own team's hard count for sure. Mm-hmm. All right.
I was thinking about hard counts this weekend. A lot of times people, they get frustrated because when a defensive tackle jumps off sides, they're like, you're the closest to the ball. This is it never occurred to me to answer it this way. Yeah, you're also the closest to the quarterback's voice.
Yeah, who's
and
yelling.
And it's really, the guys who are good at it, it's really, really loud. And a lot of times you're not looking at the ball. You're looking at the guy across from you.
That's right.
And the quarterbacks who are good at it, It's so loud that it short circuits your prefrontal cortex. Anything that's telling you don't go, don't go, don't go. It's like when you go, it's like when you're watching a scary movie and you're like, all right, I'm not going to jump. I know a jump scare is coming. I know whatever. And then all of a sudden you're screaming like a, you're screaming like a child next to your wife.
Yep.
And she doesn't respect you anymore.
All right. Up next.
It's happened to me many times in my life.
Up next, headlines. We will, there's some headlines around the NFL. One that impacts not this weekend for the Texans. Huge impact on the following weekend. We will get to that and a whole lot more. Rockets win last night. We'll tell you about that in headlines coming up next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.